of God, and we've sought a move of God, and we've come in before a congregation of people, and we've delivered what we believe to be the heart of God. Why? Because we've got ourselves prepared. I want to tell the church this. If there's ever been a time to prepare, now is the time to get ready. Now is the time to prepare revival. Now is the time to prepare for the rapture of the church. It's time to get ready for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Doesn't happen like that. Now, God is a sovereign God, and He can invade our space any time that He wants to, in any way that He wants to. But oh, how much more, amen, available is God if we have made preparation for a move of God. In getting ready for that revival, two got the Holy Ghost and we baptized them. And then Saturday morning rolled around and we were baptizing them on the parking lot, and we were praying them through in the street, and we were praying them through, amen, everywhere. Let me tell us today, why? Because we made great preparation for an outpouring.
he prepared himself for an outpouring of God, to be used of God. Oh my, today if we could understand, it takes a preparation. Before we ever take up our cross and follow him, we've got to come to a place of crushing in our life. And we say, Lord, whatever the cost is, I'm going to go. Whatever the price is, I'm willing to pay it. Amen. We've got to come to the place that we say, I'm willing to be prepared to be used of God. Preparation is not always an easy place, but it's a profitable. Today, amen, those of us that would believe, amen, that we can just preach off the cuff or minister off the cuff or do what we do off the cuff, let me tell us today, amen, God looks for somebody that's dedicated enough to their calling and to their ministry that they're willing to put in the work to make it happen. They're willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen. They're willing to, oh my, I want to preach today to the church and to tell us this. It's time to get ready for a move of God. It's time to get ready for revival. It's time to get ready to be used of the Holy Ghost.
If we're going to have a move of God in our life, we
something. You've got to prepare for a calling of God in your life. Preachers that are in the South, you need to preach to things before you preach to people. Is that all right? If you need to practice what you preach. You need to practice your craft. Amen. You need to operate in your anointing. Before you crawl in the auditorium, amen, you're going to know what it is to have a good service. Oh, my. I could preach this tonight. I want to tell us we need to prepare, amen, for an outpouring of God in our life.
Change.
submit to the church that revival does not happen because we want it to. Something that happened in the city, and we're making our way to church, and we're on to the kids, and we're arguing with our wife, and we got our minds on everything except an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. But I'm going to submit to the church today, if you would walk through those double doors, amen, with a prepared heart and a made up mind that you're going to have a move of God. The devil incarnate couldn't stop you from having a move of God in your life. Devil big enough to keep you away from God moving in your life. Then why? Because I'm closer to the coming of the Lord today than I was last summer. Amen. So what am I telling us? It's this. We've got to quit playing with things. We've got to get some things aside. We got to lay some things down. And we got to make up in our mind. I want an outpouring of God. I need a word from the Lord. I want God to invade my space. I want a move of the Holy Ghost in my life. I want to be shaken until the walls that I put up are coming down. I want a power of God, amen, to be manifested in my life and things to change. I want to be rid of some things that are bothering me. Oh, I want to tell the church, you've got to prepare for that kind of revival. That kind of revival doesn't just happen. Spirit of God. I've got to have an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I've got to have the anointing of God in my life. Anointing of the Lord to be poured out in this place. God, we've got some that need delivered. We've got some, Lord, that need a word, a specific word from you. We've got some that need direction from you, Lord. We've got some that need the Holy Ghost, God. And Lord, I pray that you have your way. Direction in your life. How many in here need a ministry renewed in your life? Oh, praise God. How many in here have lost loved ones? You want to see, get the Holy Ghost in here. Invite them to church. Get them to the house of God. Amen. And let the preacher preach to them and the anointing of God flow. I'm looking for it. I'm believing God for it. Amen. Everybody say it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to all make a proclamation. It's going to happen. I'm going to pray somebody through to the Holy Ghost on Sunday morning. I'm going to pray somebody. Oh, I'm going to baptize somebody on Sunday. I'm going to baptize somebody on Sunday night. I'm going to pray somebody